Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you've got aches and pains, arthritis pain, joint pain, muscle soreness, whatever it is, get some free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, free from me, by going to voodoopainrelief.com. You can try a free two-week supply, and I will tell you what, it will help you out. All right, this podcast is titled, How Not to Move. Okay, this is how I feel like, you know, I give a lot of golf advice, but I'm going to give some moving advice because we just moved into a new house. We just moved into a new house, and it's a total renovation of a new house, and it's turned into a little bit of a money pit. If you ever saw that movie with Tom Hanks, it's a little bit of a money pit. And we got, every time I turn around, there's something else that's not good and falling apart and whatever. So this is the money pit. But this podcast is on how not to move. Okay. So here's what happened. We put our house up for sale. And the reason we put up our house up for sale is that, well, we wanted to move into a different area. We're living in Scottsdale, Phoenix, and we wanted to get a little bit bigger lot in Paradise Valley. My idea is I want to have a room for a golf studio so I can get my teaching going again, which I miss teaching. I miss helping people, and I'm coming back with my teaching. So, but I want to do it in a golf simulator. So I'm installing a beautiful golf simulator with an outdoor practice area that is being built by Celebrity Greens. I've got two sand traps. I can hit up to a 50-yard shot, all kinds of short game shots, putting green, the whole thing. So anyway, I needed the space to do this. Plus, I need room to put in a pickleball court. I need room for a little swimming pool for some exercise, and I need room to put in a roller hockey rink for my son Henry, who is really into hockey. So we decided we were going to move. And we had lived in the same house for 6 years in Phoenix, Scottsdale, okay? And I told Suzanne, my wife, when we put the house up for sale, I said, Suzanne, our house is going to sell. We got a great house. It's going to sell. We got a serious mess. I mean, we got stuff. I mean, like, I'd open the drawer and stuff would just like fall out. Okay. I'm like, we have got a lot of stuff. My wife is a collector, and I've got to admit, I'm not great either. I have trouble throwing things away. I got so much stuff that is just, it's like collecting. My wife's worse than me, but I'm not good. I admit I am not good. Okay. And I got a lot of stuff. Okay. But we put the house up for sale. I said, Suzanne, the house is going to sell. We got to start cleaning out some closets. We got to start cleaning out some closets. No, nothing. We didn't do anything. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not going to, I don't push the issue. You know, I mean, it's not worth it. You know what? I make a suggestion. If it doesn't happen, it's no big deal. I just move on to the next thing. House is up for sale. You know, we're not packing. We're not cleaning out closets. We're not doing anything. I mean, we're not doing any of that. So I thought, oh, that's all right. All right, next thing you know, we start getting a lot of people looking at our house. And I said, you know, Suzanne, we got a lot of people looking at our house. And I said, this house is going to sell. And when it, you know, we're going to have to, we need to start packing. No packing, no nothing happening. All right, that's all right. All right, so, you know, a couple more, you know, people look at the house. People, you know, now we get a couple offers. I said, Suzanne, we're getting some offers on the house. I said, you know what, we better start packing. I mean, because we're going to sell this house. No packing, no nothing. All right, and now we get the house under contract, okay? And I said, Suzanne, we got to start packing. We got the house under contract, and nothing happened. All right, then the next thing happens is the money, they put money up, okay, and the money goes hard, Okay. The money goes hard. And, you know, I said, Suzanne, the money's hard. I mean, they're closing on the house. I said, we gotta start packing. Nothing happens. Okay. Then they close on the house, but we worked out a deal where we could rent it back for 30 days because the house that we bought that we're going to move into, those people wanted to stay for an extra 30 days so they could make sure they found a house. And the guy who bought our house was not in a big rush, so he let us rent it back. So that gave us 30 days. I said, okay, Suzanne, now we've closed on the house. We've got 30 days to get this, to get moved out of here. And we got more than 30 days of organizing because we have got stuff. I mean, we got stuff. I mean, we had a 4-car garage. We got a lot of stuff. Every closet's full. I mean, we got stuff. We got a tons of stuff. We're not packing. We're not doing anything. Okay. We're maybe packed a couple boxes. That's it. And we got so much stuff, you can't believe it. All right. Then I'm thinking, okay, I wonder when we're going to start packing. I wonder when this is going to happen. All right. Well, it's not happening. And then the next thing you know that happens is we get the COVID. Suzanne gets the COVID. I get the COVID. All right. Now we're down for, because when you got the COVID, you aren't doing a lot of packing. I mean, what you're doing is you're not feeling good. You know, hopefully you're not in the hospital, but you're for sure tired. You're for sure run down. You've probably got a pretty banging headache, among other things. Neither one of us had a bad cough, although Suzanne did have a pretty good cough. I didn't have any cough. But, you know, you got the no taste, no smell. Okay, that's no big deal. But you know, the runny nose, okay, the cold, the you know, stomach problems, that whole thing. I mean, but the headache and the tired. And there's no packing. There's no, you know, so this is a setback. Okay, now we got, okay, this is the time that we're supposed to be packing. We got COVID. Now here we go. We got a date. We got to be out by the first. Okay, we got to be out by the first. All right. Now, this is one of the reasons that I haven't been on the podcast is because I have been like last minute doing everything I could to get a move. So that's why I want to share. Like, if you ever have to move, do everything opposite of what we did, because what we did is no way to move. This is the worst way to move. This is terrible way to move. This is a disaster way to move. This is a drive you crazy move. This is like pressure you don't want on you move. And it started when we didn't get ready, and then we got the COVID. You don't know when the COVID's coming. So if you're, this is my advice to all of you, listen, if you got something if you haven't had COVID and you got something that's got a deadline that you need to do and you haven't done it yet, I would suggest you do it, because you know what? You never know when you're going to get the COVID. And when you do, you are going to be down for a little while, and you're not going to be rushing back to do anything. That's the way it is. So we now get a date. Okay, we got to be out by the first. You know, the 1st of September. We got to be out. I mean, out. We got to be out of the house, and we're gonna move into this new house. But the new house is a total renovation. It's a money pit. We're redoing the whole thing: floors, paint, doors, windows, moving walls. Change in ceilings, you know, the whole thing. I mean, it's just, every bathroom in the house, all the wood getting replaced, all the tile getting replaced, just everything. So it's a major project. So we're going to go and we're going to live in the guest house. We're going to live in the guest house. Now we've got 2 days to move a 5,400 square foot house. We can imagine how this went. I'm going to tell you how this went when we come back. But before I do that, go to HaneyUniversity.com. If you want some help with your golf game and you want to learn about all my lesson opportunities that are coming up, and if you want to sign up for my instructional videos, and if you want to get some great deals on golf products, that's where you do it, HaneyUniversity.com. So remember to do that. All right, so we had the 2 days to move, all right? And wow, we had the whole house to move. So we start, you know, we start packing. Suzanne starts off, she's going to pack every dish. I said, Suzanne, we're moving a mile and a half away. Was it? We got a whole house to pack. I said, we can't individually wrap every dish. I mean, I said, just, I don't know, start, just throw it in boxes. I mean, what you know, what if a dish breaks? That's how, like, if a dish breaks, we'll buy a new one. But I mean, we're wrapping up every dish, and we got 2 days to move a 5,400 square foot house that's packed to the brim. Oh my God, we're moving stuff. We're putting stuff in boxes. Okay, we hired the movers. Okay, we hired the movers. The muscle men moving. Okay. And they come, and they're going to come. We told them we had, you know, we don't have that much furniture. We sold some furniture with the house. We got furniture for like 3 or 4 rooms is all we got. We got X amount of boxes. We said we got this many boxes. They said, okay, that'll be about a 4 hour. That'll be about a 4 hour move. Okay, Muscle Men Moving came to move us the first day, and they had 4 guys, and they worked from 8 in the morning until like midnight the first time. Okay. First day. I said, that wasn't quite 4 hours. That was 16 hours, but we weren't done. We weren't even close to done. We had a dent, but we weren't done. Then they came back. They said, we're going to have to come tomorrow. I said, oh yeah, you're going to have to come tomorrow. So they come tomorrow, and they had 4 more guys, and they worked for another 16 hours. So our 4 hour move took 32 hours. And at first we go from starting off, we're wrapping every dish. We go from that to just throwing shit in boxes and just any way you can do it. And anyway, this is nothing I could do, but I got scheduled to go and make an appearance at the World Golf Amateur in Myrtle Beach. And the second day of our move, after the first day of our move, I was up till 2 in the morning moving. And the second day of the move, I had to go to Myrtle Beach. I had a 5:30 flight to Myrtle Beach. So I had like 2 hours sleep. To the airport, fly to Myrtle Beach, do my appearance at the World Golf Amateur, which was absolutely fantastic. Had a great time. Worked and got to meet a bunch of guys from PGA Hope, which is the veterans golf deal in Myrtle Beach. These guys do an absolutely incredible job. Gary Shaw, my friend Gary Shaw, and all these guys. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Helping out all these veterans and getting them into the game of golf, and it's a fantastic. And I met a bunch of great people. Had a great time at Myrtle Beach, but I was gone. I told Suzanne, I got to go do this deal. I mean, I can't miss this. I mean, this is I cannot let these people down. I have to go this deal. So I went and did that. And Suzanne took care of the second day, and I got back that next night. You know, I flew back the next night, and of course, she did incredible. Oh my gosh, my wife just like sucked it up, and she did incredible. I mean, she grinded her ass off. Okay, and I show up at the new house, and we're living in a guest house. We're living in like a, you know, I don't know, 1,000 square foot guest house or whatever. And we're in there, and I show up, and we got a 2-car garage, which is where my golf studio is going to be with all my golf simulator, and I'm going to, you know, be teaching out there in a few weeks. But anyway, I get there, And this thing is packed to the brim. I mean the brim. It is like from floor to ceiling. It's a large two-car garage, 750 square feet, and there is not an inch to move from wall to wall, floor to ceiling. There's that much stuff in there. And of course, we don't know where anything is. So if I need anything, like anything, pick anything. Like the other day, I was looking for a screwdriver. There is no chance. I was looking for an extension cord. I was looking for a pair of socks. There is no chance in the world that I could find it in this room because there's no organization. This is how not to move. Like, you know, you would think, okay, you got a section over here. This is all the kitchen stuff. You got a section over here. This is all Henry stuff. You got a section over here. This is all Suzanne stuff. You got a section over here. This is all Hank stuff. Okay, you got a section over here. This is utility room, you know, cleaning supplies. You got a section over here. This is all from the kitchen. No. We don't have, we got no sections. We got nothing. What we got is everything piled everywhere because this was a last minute, just throw it all in there, do what you can do, clean it out. I think the guy who bought my house, he came for a walkthrough, and I was going to show him everything about the house, you know, how to turn this on, how to turn that on, how to do this, how to do that. And he looked at me, this was like 2 days before we were moving, and he looked at me like, there is no freaking way you're going to be out of this house. And you know what? We got out of that house, but it is, oh my God. Let's take my advice, okay? I'm good at giving golf advice, and I know you know you guys listen to me for golf advice, but this is how not to move. Okay, now if I had this to do all over again, I would start a lot earlier. I would not get COVID, you know, 14 days before I was moving, and have it lay us up for 13 days. I wouldn't do that. I would start organizing, get everything in the box. First off, it's a perfect time to get rid of all the crap you got. Why do we all do it? Why do we all keep all this stuff? Like, I got all this stuff. You know, the best thing about my new house is, you know what I have? I'm doing a remodel, and I've got a waste management 30-yard dumpster out in my driveway. And I am going through all my stuff. And I'm throwing it in that dumpster because I told Suzanne, I said, I am turning over a new leaf. I'm getting rid of all this crap. I'm getting all, you know what? All this stuff I haven't looked at, opened up, used in forever. I'm getting rid of all that crap. But anyway, if you got to move, be organized, do as I say, not as I did. Okay. Now, when it comes to golf instruction, it's, you know, do as I say, just as I try and do. But when it comes to moving, it's do as I say, not as I did. Because what we did was an absolute disaster. So that's my podcast for the day. It's how to move. I hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for listening. And remember to go to HaneyUniversity.com and VoodooPainRelief.com and get some free offers. Free video lessons and free voodoo pain relief cream, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Kinney Podcast. I got some more good stories to share with you. The Hank Kinney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.